Now, you know what? I enjoy the convention center, but I pay too much money for rooms, food, and airfare to come down here and don't let me have some foot service. Now, y'all can get starchy and ditty and ditty-fied. Talk about the noise if you want to go on with your hymn books and anthems. The Bible says make a joyful noise. Go on with your educated self. Got to wake the choir up to sing and half of them blind. Talking about hymn number 3. I know this noise will wake anybody up. Oh, thank you. The Bible said in the 2nd chapter of Mark, and when he had entered into Capernaum, it was noised abroad that he was in the house. He's in the house tonight. How many of y'all know he's in the house? I don't care what y'all say. You take the joy out of the church and you ain't got nothing. And he's all trying to be like other folks. You know, Samson shook himself, but he didn't have nothing but a good haircut. Because he laid his head in the wrong barber's lap. We trying to change this church into something else, and you can't do it. This is a holiness church. You know, I can understand, and years ago we preached against everything. Everything was a sin. Couldn't curl your hair. Toeless shoes. Long dresses. And the women, if you were flimsy, you had to have a girdle on. A corset. My mother used to wear a little thing called a dickie. She couldn't pull the coat off because it didn't have no back in it to dickie. But we had church then. Sometimes I think we got too pretty of churches. The windows are stained. Don't nobody know what's going on inside. Nobody coming in and nobody going out. Everything was a sin. And we live better. We let y'all put a little powder on your jaws and y'all went to the Rouge. Let's put your little chapstick on your lip now. Your lips is red now. And they're going to call in your cherry lip. Eyes is green. And shaved all these off and got a black pencil up there now. Can't go to bed at night till you do this. Do this. And then when he really see you, he said, "Is that my wife?" Jeremiah 6:16 said, "Thus said the Lord, stand ye in the way and see, and ask for the old path, wherein the good way, and said, when you find it," y'all trying to mix, you don't mix nothing with holiness. It's holiness or hell. And God is getting attention of the world now. And I feel sorry for these sisters because God going to kill them with AIDS. Sisters trying to get saved now. They on the altar crying out to God. That AIDS gonna kill up all of them with their filthy mess. Oh, nasty lesbians. God gonna kill all of y'all. And that AIDS is in the Bible, the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. Go in there and start at that 15th verse and you'll find that AIDS in the Bible. God know how to get y'all's attention. Y'all think y'all can get by God. And whoever told gays they had their rights, you a liar, you ain't got no right with your nasty self. God told Adam and Eve to replenish the earth. Sex doesn't belong to single folks. Single folks ain't got no business doing it. Sex belongs to married folks, not single folks. That means some of you women ain't gonna never get nobody a tooth free harder. Now you don't need to drop in your head, raise your head up. Because follow y'all home, you got on TV, they put in your bedroom. It's on cable now. They're doing it on cable. Doing it on the regular TV. They're cussing. TVs have become to be detrimental now. Such nasty stuff they showed on TV. Everything is a sex symbol now. And whether y'all accept it or not, the sex problem is here and we got to deal with it. Y'all don't want to deal with it, but it's here, honey. I got girls in my church, 1 11 and 1 13, that had babies. I mean 11 and 13, you hear me? That's sad. That ain't nothing to laugh at. That's sad. We just want to wake up. Y'all ain't saying nothing. All this lot of jive y'all doing, they all ain't going to heaven, some of y'all. God gonna burn you up. And if God burn all them sisters up in Sodom and Gomorrah day, he gonna burn you up. Nasty thing. That's a filthy spirit. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Anytime a man want another man, something wrong with him. And another woman want another woman. You nasty thing, you. Raise your head up. Follow some of y'all home. You got Playboy under the under the mattress. And it's dropping your head. This thing need to be told. Somebody tell somebody. And then the Bible said, cry loud and spare not. Lift your voice like a trumpet in Zion. Show my people thy transgression. In the house of Jacob, show them their sin. We need you dancing and bucking and ran. When you get through dancing, you got to live something. And that's our trouble now. We got a lot of folk preaching and teaching, but we don't have many examples. You ought to live what you teach and preach. You ain't living nothing. That's the problem now. Everybody believe every preacher's wrong. Believe he's a whole chaser. Everybody grin that you don't want you with your funny looking self. And some of y'all ought to be glad somebody grin at you, honey. They ain't grinning so long, you ought to get happy. You ought to thank God somebody grinned at you. Y'all still here? God help us. It's sad. I mean, my heart's bleeding. You think it ain't? My heart is bleeding. I'm sincere. I ain't no play with me up here. I come off the streets. I was a gambler. I was a thief, a thug, I was a dope pusher, a blues singer. You just sang the blues with Eddie Clay and Ed Benson, Joe Turner, Wynonna Harris, T-Bone Walker, Joe Pullum. They got a place in California, they call it Crouch's Temple. It used to be the Lincoln Theater on Central Avenue. Late Nat Cole. I remember the time in Los Angeles, they didn't allow no Negroes across Main Street. All of them lived in white. Professional crap shooter, professional pool player, played pool with the late Bill Robertson. Made my living shooting pool, made my living shooting craps. People look at me now, why are you crippled? I got a bullet on my spine. A man shot me. Shooting dice and all of them fell out. The man taking the guns, they boom. Been there 40 some years, and the older I get, the worse it gets. And the doctors, Mayo Clinic, I've been everywhere, they scared to touch it. So this ain't no play with me. This is real. All over the world. Then the way stuff start preaching, travel all over the world. some all kind of women. This is real to me. If I was going to jive, I'd stay out there on the streets. I wouldn't be lost out there. I know what to do out there. I know what Jack of Diamonds look like and King of Spades. I know what the craps look like. I know what liquor tastes like. I used to drink it. I know what that pot tastes like. I used to smoke it. But the Lord taking all that desire away from me. And the things I used to do, I don't do no more. And you ain't going to tell me you saved and doing the same thing you used to do. You're lying. The truth is not in you. So this thing is real to me. And it ought to be real to you. You know why it's not real to some folk? They ain't never had none. A lot of preachers ain't never had no money until they got saved and started preaching. E.B. Lawson put him out there and starved dead. He ain't never, and the women got after him. Ain't but one woman ever kept a secret, and that was Mary. And she pounded it in her heart. All these others gonna tell you because they want to be with you. You up trying to preach and they hunting the other one. I can tell you something. And a spare is expensive, honey. You a spare, you get something outside your wife. You got to get an apartment across town. You can't go there till it get dark. In the name of three people who love darkness, that's a cockroach, a bed bug, and the devil. You ain't gonna live right. Get on out there. Don't try to slip your way to hell. Go on to hell wide open. Go on and throw your hand up and say, I'm on my way to hell, y'all. Pray for me. Don't hypocrite your way to hell. Get on out there. At TV, I'm closing. My friend is coming. Brother Cleveland. I've been feeling well today. Lost my mother a couple weeks ago. And my wife been in the hospital. She had pneumonia. I got out of the hospital Tuesday. I didn't want to come down there, but she said, go down. It may help you. And my father... Mother had been married 61 years. He's 87 and he don't know nothing now. You go talk to him, he look well, and start walking. He got to go catch him, go. He don't know where he's going. I ain't looking for him to live much longer. So I've been on a string. Devil been trying to give me a blow. You see, the devil don't like people who tell the truth. You see, these Taylor Medical Center, I used to go for therapy, and they send me home, told me, seven of them got together and said, we don't come out here no more. Said, no more therapy. We can't do nothing for you. We can't help you. Said, in 6 months' time, you ain't going to be able to walk. And so I looked at the lady, and I said, well, I'm praying for y'all. So the lady said, he's a funny old man. Did you hear what the doctor said? I said, yeah, I'm praying for y'all. I said, I thank you for being so nice not to take my money since you can't do nothing with me. But I said, I'll tell you what, I want you to know this, young lady. I said, in Jeremiah 8:22, it said, is there no bum in Gideon? Is there no physician there? Then I said, you haven't read Isaiah 53:5. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with the stripes, we are healed. Yes, I know what the doctor said. But in Isaiah 40:28, and I'm going to Messiah. Have thou not known and have thou not heard that the everlasting God, the creator of the end of the earth, he fainteth not, and neither is he weary, and there's no searching of his understanding. The youth shall faint, and the young men shall grow weary. But they that wait on the Lord, they shall renew thy strength. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. Yeah. Ring him on here.
But I got to hop to my seat. But I want to tell you this before I go to my seat. They call me Hopalong Cassidy. But just as soon as my feet strike Zion, I ain't gonna hop no more. For there's a river over there. And there's some trees on the side of the river. And the leaves on the tree is for the healing of the nation. When I get home, I'm gonna reach and get a leaf off the tree and put it on this bad hill. And I'm gonna lay down my heavy load. I'm gonna walk around heaven. Oh, oh, oh.